Hi, welcome to the session on packaging your libraries with NuGet. I'm Pundit Ganeshani, Microsoft MVP and a solution architect by profession. In this session, we will understand why NuGet is the best solution for packaging. We will also have a demo of creating NuGet packages of our own class library, and we will see how we can handle package dependencies and framework dependencies when we are creating a new package of our own. So, a typical Visual Studio solution looks like this. We have a project, we have some references, it has some properties, it has some class files. So, a typical project file will have some references, which are the project or the DLL references or COM component references that we have added just because we need those dependencies in our solution for the compilation purposes. It works fine, because we can add the references, direct DLLs or COM components as references to the project. But there is a problem. What if you don't have these dependencies on every developer's machine? So you have a dependency to install these references, these tool sets, and the COM components on every developer's machine as a prerequisite to have your solution compiled. Or you can use a dirty way of copying all the third-party DLLs that your application or a project depends on in some kind of a folder that resides in a version control system and has all the DLLs listed out. But then again, you go into a different set of problems, like, you know, versioning of DLLs. A third-party releases another version of the DLL. So you need to upgrade the DLLs into your references folders and then have all the projects retrieve that and then use it. So how does it really work when you have multiple projects? You go and update all the references, and how does the DLL help come into picture? So it becomes quite a complicated scenario where you are trying to add references, delete references, upgrade references by yourself, and also checking these references into version control so that every developer in your team has access to these shared references that your application needs. Now, this isn't making our lives easier anyway, and that is precisely where NuGet comes into picture. So NuGet makes our life of managing these external references or the third-party references much easier. It makes their upgrade to the next version or downgrade much easier, and it allows us update the references across projects inside a solution. So let's see what NuGet is. NuGet is a package manager for Microsoft development platform, including .NET. So that's the official definition or the purpose of NuGet. It acts as a package manager for Microsoft development platform, including .NET. The reason why I'm stressing on including .NET is that it is a package manager. Whether you use it just for .NET purposes or you use it for other languages is totally up to us. So it's primarily more to do with a package manager for Microsoft development platform using Visual Studio and associated tools. You can very well package a jQuery-based library into NuGet. So there are a lot of libraries like Bootstrap, jQuery UI, which are packaged as NuGet packages on the main NuGet repo. So it's totally flexible. All it ensures is that you follow a particular structure and be able to make packages, create packages for basically either third-party libraries or frameworks that you're designing, or you can also package a Roslyn analyzer so that people can add those references and have the intelligent code analysis features also in their application. So what does creating a NuGet package require? It requires creating a NuGet package specification. So a typical NuGet package specification can be either defined at an assembly level. So this is like you have a DLL, or you can define a project level NuGet package. That means that you have a Visual Studio project inside a solution, maybe one, maybe multiple. And what you do is you just say, create a specification for this C# project. And that specification can further handle the project references, the configurations, and also to some extent the target frameworks and its dependencies. So when we create a NuGet package specification, there are few parameters that are very important. So when you're creating it at an assembly level, the NuGet package specification is something that you'll have to alter once, but then you can reuse. When you're creating at the project level, you can have NuGet fetch some information from your project file or the assembly info or the assembly attributes that exist in your project, and then create a NuGet spec out of it. So when it creates a specification, the package specification, it adds a couple of tokens like the ID, which is the assembly name, is the version. So if you have mentioned assembly version into your project configuration, into your assembly attributes, or you have used properties.cs, and you have mentioned the assembly version attribute, the $version $token is automatically populated from there. So in a way, you're not really creating a new NuGet specification for each version. You're just asking NuGet to pick up the data from project definition and create the specification for you. So you don't have to really manually enter these things. Author and descriptions are also similar on the lines of version. So you can have assembly company attribute or assembly description attribute in the project definition, and that will be automatically picked up. So how does the NuGet package specification look like? So let's see this. So this is a typical NuGet package specification. It's primarily an XML file which defines package and its metadata. So it has ID, which defines the name of the package, version, which defines the versioning of the package. Now you can have a version which has major, minor, and patch. You can also have pre-release versions. So you can put any kind of version notation that you are comfortable with. You put the title that gets visible on NuGet.org or any NuGet repository, whether you're using an enterprise NuGet repository or you're using a private NuGet repository on MyGit. This is the title that appears when people search for a package. Authors and owners are the attributes that define who the author and owners are. License URL, project URL, and icon URL are actually optional. And you can put a fully qualified URL, an HTTP URL, to provide your license details, to provide your project details, and to provide an icon that fits appropriately on the NuGet repository when users search for. If this library definitely requires a license acceptance, you can set the value of require license acceptance to true. A description generally defines what the package serves. Release note is, as it's very evident, it defines what are the changes done, and tags help the users search for this package. Now let's quickly have a demo where we'll define a project, a class library project. We'll enhance the class library project to add a couple of dependencies, and then we'll try to package it. So we'll quickly go back to Visual Studio. So what I have in front of me in Visual Studio is a class library project called mylib. It's a very small library that has just one class file called program, and it has a method say hello. So there's nothing really relevant that the method say hello does. Now the idea behind this example is that this is a project which has minimal references which get added when we create a new project in Visual Studio 2015. So I've not added any dependencies or any references into it. These are the default references that we get when we create a class library in Visual Studio. And when we go to the folder of mylib, this is how the folder of mylib appears to be. It just has one project file, one class file 1, project file, properties, bin, obj, that's it. So I'll just stack it down. And when I compile this solution, it built successfully. So let's see how to create a NuGet package for this class library, mylib. Say, for example, you want to give this mylib as a reference to some other project, or you want to host it on the NuGet repository. So the best is to go ahead and create a NuGet package for this. So as I said earlier, we can create a NuGet package either at the assembly level. That means when I compile this, I get a DLL. So I get a DLL called mylib.dll. So I can create a NuGet package either at the DLL level, and then I maintain the versioning of this DLL, the configurations of this DLL manually, or I can directly use the project file mylib.csproj to create the NuGet package. So the first step to create NuGet package is to create the NuGet specification. So to create NuGet specification, we need to go into the folder where the project file exists. So we are into the NuGet essentials. And when I click on directory, when I type directory, I get a folder called mylib. So I'm just saying cd mylib. And what I need to write is NuGet spec -f. And when I do this, it successfully creates mylib.newspec. So let's see, what is this mylib.newspec? This is a new file that gets created here. I can drag it to Visual Studio to edit it. So this is having the same structure as we saw in the presentation. Now what I need to change here are the values of this version, title, author, and owner. I don't need the icon, project, and license URL. So I can just remove it. That's it. So this is how my NuGet specification looks like. I can replace this by mylib. So kind of creates a complete new spec. Of course, I can add tags, copyrights later on when it becomes a relevant class library. But for the purpose of demo, that's not required. So I have a new spec which is ready. Now the next thing is to create a package based on this new spec. So I'll again go back to command prompt. And what I'll write is NuGet pack. I don't have a new spec here, so I'll just see whether it is. It is there. Yeah, it is there. So I'll say NuGet pack mylib.newspec. And it seems I haven't entered the description. So that's why it's not allowing. So when we have the tokens in NuSpec, it is mandatory that we replace all the tokens. So this is a test class library to be packaged. And I'll run it again. That's it. So it gives some warnings that whatever release notes or copyright I'm using or the tags that I'm using are the default values and I should consider replacing them with something more relevant. We can ignore the warning for now. So if I go back into the same directory for mylib, I see that there is a package that has got created. So this package is the NuGet package for a class library. Note the point that it has the ID followed by the version and then the new package. So if I create version 2, my DLL hasn't changed, but my NuGet specification has changed. And if I run this again, what it will do is create a new package with version 2. Now, both of them are not different. They both are the same. They have the same DLLs, everything. So how do we ensure that what we're packaging is really correct? So there are multiple ways to do that. The first is that you replace the extension .nupkg by .zip. So if I'll just rename it, and it allows me to change, and then peek inside to see that it has created multiple folders with your program file, with the csproj file, bin, obj, debug, release, everything. So this is where you are kind of shipping the code and giving them, but that's not what you really always want to do. So what you want to do is you just want to have the DLLs shipped. Right? So we need to change things a little bit and let's see what needs to be done. So we'll go back to the command prompt. And what we would essentially write is, we will not write to pack based on a NuGet specification file, but we'll pack based on the project. So what we'll say is csproj, and that's it. So when we run this program, what it does is it creates a package file again. Now this NuGet package file is the old one, so just let's rename it to old. And we'll again rename or change the extension to zip. Yes, and let's go inside, and it only has the library file, which goes to library, net452, and then the DLL file. So how does this folder get created? So it gets created based on the target framework of our class library. So when we go back to our class library properties, the target framework that appears is .NET Framework 4.5.2. So the target framework code for .NET 4.5.2 is net452. So that's what appears here. Now, that's the folder that gets created inside library, and then that's the DLL that got added. So what if you have the DLL and you have multiple configurations inside your project? So you have a debug configuration, so you have project configuration called debug, you have a project configuration called release, and you want to package only the release. You don't want the debug and the PDBs to go along with it. So what you should do is, you should go back here and you should say prop configuration is equals to release. Bingo. And what it does is it takes the output of the release configuration and then generates it. So if you don't have a release configuration, or you have a release configuration but you've not built it, then it will not get you the output. So if I just delete the release configuration and run this again, it says it doesn't have the DLL. So definitely it's picking up the DLL from the release configuration. Now what if we have a scenario where this class library has some dependency on another NuGet package? Now it's very obvious that very self-contained libraries will be very few. We'll always have libraries that have complex business logic or complex technology frameworks, and they would always have some references. It's very difficult in these days that we have libraries which are self-reliant. So what we need to do is, let's add a reference. So I'll go to references, manage NuGet packages, and I'll add the most commonly used library, the JSON library, and I'll go with the latest stable version rather than the pre-release version, and then say install. So it's trying to gather any dependencies that the JSON library has. Excellent. So we have the JSON library into it. Now let's write some small piece of code here. So I'll say public void, say hello JSON, nothing beautiful. Let's just make it string, and what we return is JSON convert dot. So I'll just add using serialize object and say hello. That's it. So it doesn't do anything magical. It just sends back a JSON string in saying hello. So now I have a library, and there is a dependency which gets added into the packages.config. So I need to reference a NuGet package as a dependency to this. So when I run this command, so let's go to the command prompt and run this command saying NuGet pack mylib.csproj and property is equals to release. It didn't compile, so let's just go to release mode and compile it again. That's it. So let's go back and run this. So notice one thing, that it did create the package file and gave the same two warnings. But when we go inside the package file, when we just change the extension to zip again and go inside, it has the same library. When I go inside the library, it just has the DLL. So what is the effect of Newton Soft? JSON, that's something that we need to see in the new NewSpec file created. So when I open the new NewSpec file, I get the dependencies added on the package that have been referenced by this class library. So we did not create the NewSpec file. It just got created automatically based on the C# project, but it added the dependencies of all the NuGet packages that we have added. Now let's copy this NuGet package to a local directory so that we can use it. I'll just rename it back to same NuGet package. I'll copy it to a folder on F drive, on my F drive, which is my Nook and NuGet repository. So I'll just go back to F drive and F drive, not E drive. Yeah, F drive and NuGet. I'll just copy one of them. So it's having mylib.2.0 NuPKG, that's a NuGet package. So I'll go into the test project and say, so let's explore this references. So there are no references, no new added references. There is no packages.config file. So there is no NuGet package added here. So I'll just go ahead and say manage NuGet packages. I'll go for local. Local source is the one that points to my F drive. That's why we are able to see the latest stable version as 2.0. And I'll just say install. So what we notice here is that it attempted to gather the information from package mylib. And then when it tried to resolve the dependencies, it found that it has a dependency on JSON library, which exists already in the packages. So it did not download it. But if it did not exist, it would download it and then execute the installation steps for the JSON library. And once it is installed all the dependencies, it would add the package mylib to the folder and to the project. So now if I explore, just make it down, yep, and I just go to the references, I have two new references added, mylib and Nutansoft JSON. So I have two libraries, and when I go into the packages.config, I see two packages. So these are installed primarily based on the install command that you have given. So mylib references JSON and they both get added into the packages.config. So this is the way how you can create your own package from the class library project. And then the next step that comes after this is to push this package to a public or a private NuGet repository. So there are two steps which we'll look into the presentation, because I don't want to push this to the public NuGet repository. So we'll just go through the presentation and see how we can add these references, or we can recap on how we created the package. Going back, we saw that this is the standard NuGet specification. If we create a NuGet specification, then we own the entire process of writing an ID, writing a version, writing a title, everything. And whatever is available inside the folder when we are packaging the NuSpec file gets packaged. So if the NuSpec file is inside a folder that has the entire source code will get packaged into a NuGet package. But when we go ahead and create a NuGet package from a solution or a C# project, what essentially happens is all the tokens get replaced and only the output of the compilation gets packaged into the NuGet package. If there are any dependencies, they also get to cater to when we're creating a NuGet package from the project file. But when we're creating a NuSpec on our own, we have to ensure that we are adding the references or the dependencies, package dependencies, manually in the new NuSpec file. So let's go into some of the advanced concepts and have a cursory look on how to add new files or extra files that you want to ship, or add references of the libraries that are still not available on NuGet, because not every time you'd have a class library that depends on NuGet packages. So let's quickly go through the slides once again. So the next thing to understand is that there may be scenarios when you have to package not just the DLLs that came along with a project. So not just the assemblies, but you also want to package some additional files like PDB files, help files, or even PowerShell script files that should be shipped along with the package and should reside on the machine of the target user. So in that scenario, you can add additional XML tags called files, and then you can say the source of the file is either from the bin folder, where you say bin config and then whatever is the name of the application and then the .pdb file, and it should go inside libnet40, so .NET 4.0 package should have the PDB file of this. So if you have different versions, you can say lib/net452 or 4.6 for that matter. So you can create such list of files that should go inside the right set of folders from your solution or from the project file, and they should directly go into the target. So that is something that you can definitely create and put it into the new spec file. And when you have package dependencies like we had for JSON library, you can add them as referential dependencies, like dependencies, and then you can add the entire list of dependencies along with their versions. Now, point to note is that this version has to be a stable version. You cannot have a dependency on a pre-release version. This is because when you have a pre-release version, the person who has released the pre-release version can opt to take out the pre-release version or can upgrade the pre-release version. So it's not a stable version. So dependencies are always on the stable versions. Now, what if the dependencies are different based on the target framework? So say, for example, on .NET 4.0, you have a dependency on a library A version 1.0. But the provider of library A has stopped shipping new updates to library A on .NET 4.5.2. So in that scenario, you don't want to use library A and you want to use some other library. So that is very well possible in the same new spec file. So what you need to do is, you need to add a group tag that groups the dependencies based on the target framework. So in this scenario, when the target framework is 4.0, the dependency of jQuery gets installed as a package to the library or to the project in which your library is referenced. So in this way, you can have selective target frameworks. One of the packages that has certain kind of dependencies on different type of target frameworks is entity framework. So entity framework has entity framework.commands as a dependency, and commands has different set of dependencies based on the target frameworks, whether it is using .NET 4.6 or it is using DNX 5.0. So those kind of dependencies you can have in for your NuGet packages as well. But as I said earlier, not every package will have a dependency on a NuGet package. You can have a dependency on the legacy way of adding DLLs as references into your project. So you got a DLL which is a third-party DLL, and you're consuming it in your library for which there is a new NuGet package available on any repository. So what you need is, you need reference to actually a DLL. So to do that, what you need to do is to create a new XML tag called references and directly add the files. So these dependencies or these references will be available as a package. So it will be getting packaged in your NuGet package. And when the references added to this NuGet package, these DLLs will also be added as references inside your project file. So you don't need to really worry about having a separate add reference dialog and adding these two separately. No, it comes together with the package. Now, so far we have seen how to create a NuGet package, but the next step is that you have done with the package creation and you want to push this package to a centralized repository so that the set of users who want to reference this package into their projects can discover the package and then add a reference. So in the demo, we created a directory on the F drive, which is F NuGet, and we added a NuGet package directly, but that's not a public repository. That's still a local repository. What we are looking for is to publish this package to a centralized repository. So I'll tell you the steps that need to be done. So we need to go to the NuGet repository website. So in this scenario, let's go to NuGet.org. I'll quickly pull up Chrome. It's not NuGet.com, it's NuGet.org. The next step to push this is to log in and go inside your dashboard. So I'll go inside my dashboard. Now, the easiest way is to go through the upload package. We can click on this, choose a file. So let's go through this PC, F drive, NuGet, and version 2.0, upload. Package ID, mylib is not available. So that's a package ID that's already been taken. So we need to choose another library. So that's the easiest way, that you choose a file and then click on upload. If everything matches, it allows you to upload the package. But there is an alternative way as well, where you don't have to really go to the UI or a website to do this. So the alternative way suggests, you have to scroll down a little bit. So you get an API key here. Now this is very private to you, and this is something that you should not be telling it to others. So you can copy it to the keyboard, and what you have to execute is a set of commands. So what you do is NuGet set API key, and then you paste your key. This sets the API key for the NuGet gallery, and what you need to do is NuGet push, and then you say mylib.2.0.nupkg. Now this will push mylib to NuGet gallery. Hopefully I should get an exception, just like the way I got it on the so I get an exception here as well. The specified API key is invalid or does not have permission. So because there's a package that already exists for mylib, it's not allowing me to upload it because the package is not mine. It belongs to someone else. So I cannot upload it, and that's why it's giving me 403. So if I push a package that is having unique name, then it will allow me to push it. So you can change the name and retry this command, and it will definitely work. So that's it in this session. We have covered the agenda of understanding how to create a package, how to add the dependencies, how to add third-party dependencies which are not packaged yet, how to add files, set the API key, and push the package to a NuGet repository, a private, public, or an enterprise one. The method remains entirely the same. Thank you.